Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kind of Feudy, the trivia show hosted by yours truly. I'm joined today by Greg, Roger, and our current champ, Tim Gettys.
I don't even remember. You know what I mean?
Of course.
I mean, so often, I lose so often, it means nothing to me.
I mean, last week you got a light 300 points, and it doesn't mean anything to you.
No big deal,
so
baby.
Often,
because it's every day.
So often.
It doesn't count, because I wasn't here.
Yeah,
it
well, you're here count. Now.
Yeah, I'm here
you're about
now.
To get your fucking ass kicked, all right? Lock that in.
Uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, we'll see.
Roger, you're here now.
Batarangs.
Oh, shit. He just threw so many batarangs, bro.
Are you still playing this DC hero game? We got to take it away from him. Yeah, this is like when a kid has his phone out in school.
It's like, I got three enemies left. Just let me beat him. It'll be fine.
All right,
I can win this with my hands tied behind my back. Don't worry.
You ever, like, when you're a kid...
He's going to blast me.
I guess Greg's old, so he wouldn't have experienced this. But, like, when I was a kid, I'd be playing a game online, and my mom would call me to do the dishes or whatever. Yep. And, like, I'm like, I can't pause.
Yeah.
So I just have to leave.
Yeah.
The worst.
Could you not explain it to her? My mom used to, when I once broke down at home,
no.
And she's like, well, you just tell me. You know what I mean? I understand if you can't leave in that moment, but you got to say something. You can't just sit there and not say anything.
That's beautiful.
It doesn't work as well for immigrant kids. my mom will bust in the door with a hanger and be like, you better go do those dishes. I'm like, all right, cool. Sorry, guys. Got to go. Roger, because you're here.
Hold on, watch Vandal Savage just punch a bunch of people.
Oh my god, they got Vandal Savage and shit? Oh my god.
I don't think I know who
he's immortal.
Is that a
wrestler? He's the guy who looks like Neil Druckmann. Remember when he was on Legends of Tomorrow?
Remember?
Oh, yeah, Legends of Tomorrow.
Neil had to finally say, like, all right, no, I'm not this. I see it. I'm not this.
He lives forever. Remember, he's a caveman?
Yeah. If you want me to recognize a DC character, you just got to say the words Legends of Tomorrow, and I'll know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they had all the random people up in there,
so
like
many.
Vandal Savage.
L-O-T.
Today we're doing Kind of Foodie.
Woo!
Today's a foodie.
God damn it! Oh, I'm gonna miss you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just give that to me.
I'm still gonna beat you.
Oh, okay, yeah, like you did last time.
Well,
yeah,
Roger's the reason why it's a Kind of Foodie Day. I was like, all right, well, I gotta bring in the food.
Throw him a bone.
Roger. Of course, Roger is the host of the new show, Kind of Munchies. Hey. That's on Kind of Funny, that's currently in season. YouTube.com/Kind of Funny if you wanna check that out. Of course, Mike Howard tasted cereal with milk for the first time. Did he like it? Did he not? Go check out the video to see. For now, of course, the rules are simple. I've surveyed over 1,700 members of the Kind of Funny audience on a number of prompts. Each round, I'm going to read you a prompt and will ask each of you which answer you think the Kind of Funny best friends gave the most. I've narrowed down to 5 answers per prompt. If you give a correct answer, the more popular the answer, the more points you'll receive. For example, I might ask you to name an ingredient that goes on a stir fry. If Greg says chicken is number 1, they'll net him 50 points. If Tim says rice and it's number 2, they'll net him 40 points. If Roger says onions and it's number 3, they'll net him 30 points, and so on and so forth. Each player will get a max of 2 guesses per round. Last place goes first after the first round. Whoever gets the most points after 5 rounds wins. Contestants, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Yeah!
I'm just writing down the order so I have it. Barrett, for your reference, the order will be Tim, Roger, Greg.
Wow. Spoilers.
Round 1. Name a cocktail you can make with tequila. Name a cocktail you can make with tequila.
It's not food.
Oh, I'm angry now. I'm Roger.
It's not food.
Starting off with Tim Gettys.
Alligators and
margarita.
Tim Gettys says margarita. Margarita is our number 1 answer. Next up, Roger Bricorni.
I have nothing. I'm just going to start naming things and we're going to see if they're right.
Fashion.
Moscow Mule.
Roger says Moscow Mule. Moscow Mule is not on the list.
I thought we were eating food.
Greg
Different
Miller.
Type of mule.
This would be the first alcoholic beverage one young Pat Palasik ordered in high school in France. A tequila sunrise.
Yeah!
Greg Miller says a tequila sunrise. Tequila sunrise is our 40-point answer. And we're back. To Tim.
Bad place for me.
Name a cocktail you can make with tequila.
Can I ask a clarification question?
Go for it.
Would a spicy margarita be different than a margarita?
No. I would have included that in the margarita answer.
Good.
Fair answer.
Just checking.
I don't know why this is so hard for me right now. I'm going to...
Kind of Feudy?
Paloma.
It's a tough game. Tim Gettys says Paloma. Paloma is our 30-point answer.
Fuck yeah. Is there tequila in Palomas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Roger, back to you. Now, are you not a cocktail drinker? Because I know you drink
beer. Yeah, I just drink beers, and I'm not even good at drinking beers. Like, I just look at them, and I'm just like, what's the lightest beer? What's a sour beer? And they tell me, and I'm like, okay, cool, I'll try that. Yeah. I trust the experts over here. I'm not making anything. Fuck, dude. You know what? Sex on the beach.
Roger says anything? Sex on the beach. Sex on the beach is not.
Damn it.
Wow, surprising. Surprising. You would think so.
I will say it was written in quite a few times.
Wow.
There was a large handful of sex on the beach. Greg Miller.
That was good. That was a good one.
Greg's looking to the heavens for an answer.
Tequila soda.
Wow.
Greg says tequila soda.
That would have been my next one.
Tequila soda is not on the list. Yeah. People order tequila soda.
Tequila soda, I would say at this point in my life, if it's not beer, that's my go-to.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know people did that. I might try that.
Tim ordered me one at SGF when we were sitting there, and I was with Pete Hines and Todd Howard, and I took a sip, and I just put it on. I'm like, oh, no. And I walked out of the bartender, got a beer. I'm like, I can't do that.
Do you not like vodka? Because I feel like vodka soda is more...
Tequila's more fun, though. You know what I mean?
I mean, tequila is more
fun. It sounds fun.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones that nobody got, the answers that nobody got. At 10 points...
Tequila Mockingbird.
Mojito.
Damn.
A mojito.
Oh, yeah.
At 20 points, Long Island Iced Tea.
Fuck!
I used to order that when I was young, not realizing that it was a drink you ordered to get fucked up. Mm-hmm. And it fucked me up quite a few times. I don't order that anymore. I don't do that anymore. With that, Tim got the 30-point answer with a Paloma. Greg got the 40-point answer with Tequila Sunrise. And then Tim got the 50-point answer with Margarita. Barrett, what's the current score?
Right now, in third place with no points on the board, is Roger, the Loch Picorni. In second place, just a bit ahead of him, with 40 points, is Greg, CEO Senior Miller. And just a bit ahead of him, in first place, with 80 points, is Tim, motherfucking Geddes, but it's still anybody's game.
Round number two. Name a flavor of wings you can order at Buffalo Wild Wings. Did you just say shit?
Because we have the fucking wing guy next to me.
Okay. First thing I'm thinking, be like, yeah, I've never had a wing before. I'm like, oh, wait a second. We got to talk about this. Name a flavor of wings you can order at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roger Picorni.
Lemon pepper.
Roger Picorni says lemon pepper. Lemon pepper is our 20-point answer. Next up, Greg Miller.
Blazin'.
Greg Miller says blazin'. Blazin' is not on the list.
Dang.
But Buffalo Wild Wings is a very specific place.
Yeah.
Tim Geddes.
Asian Zing.
Yeah.
Tim Geddes says Asian Zing. Asian Zing is not on the list.
Get some fucking taste out there.
And back to Roger. I'm shocked by this first round.
Hot.
So Roger says hot. Hot wings.
Oh, he's thinking about it. He's going to give it to him.
Yeah. Yep.
I need to hit up my my guy on the ones and twos for this.
You're going too specific.
I'm messaging you at KF Control. Mm-mm. Does that constitute, or is that technically different? I'm not one that, I don't order hot wings, and so I'm actually not sure if that's the same thing.
Because my thing is that specific. Oh, man, that's tough. Yeah.
Or he's out.
Yeah.
Because that's the flavor. When you order hot wings.
Yeah.
I'm okay with Matt Batson running over to the control room and making the final decision.
Matt Batson, come over here. Or go to control. Go to control. Yeah.
No, go back over there.
Wow.
Judge's decision. Yeah. I see this often where he grinds.
I should have looked this up beforehand because I think I knew this was going to happen.
At bats and I pointed you. Just
he's
remember
got his
that.
Hand on his face.
Yeah,
he's
I saw that. It feels like we're like in the presidential office right now, and we're trying to make a decision. What was that, Matt Batson?
He said that's a no.
Wow. Okay.
Fucking.
Right. It's a
bites
no from
the
Matt
hand
Batson.
That feeds you. That's crazy.
And we're back to Greg Miller, who smiles.
Well, now I'm like, now I've got to retrofit. What? Yeah. So hot wings wasn't the thing, so it's like. Is the answer just Buffalo? Is that it?
Greg says Buffalo. Buffalo is our 30-point answer.
I get it. No, I agree with that. I agree with that. Because that is two different things on the menu.
Because Buffalo doesn't have to be hot. But if you order hot wings, they are Buffalo, right?
I mean, Buffalo Wild Wings doesn't have a flavor buffalo.
Is buffalo not a flavor?
Not on Buffalo okay. Wild Wings.
Oh.
There might be a buffalo dry rub.
There is.
Okay.
I love that
yeah.
one.
Yeah. There's this there's a flavor that I associate with buffalo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay. They have various scales of that. Which is where
there's not just a buffalo wing on
I was gonna wade into like, oh god, so there's a giant medium, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that kind of thing.
I see. All right. Well, that goes to Greg Miller. Fair. Tim Geddes, you're our final answer.
I'm going spicy garlic.
A great one.
Tim Geddes.
Favorite one.
Says spicy garlic. Spicy garlic is not on
the list.
Here's what you got a bunch of fuckheads.
Yeah,
I'll say it.
You're right.
Who have never
dude.
Actually been to Buffalo Wild Wings.
God damn.
I'm shocked you guys didn't get the number one answer.
I mean, neither. What is it?
Barbecue/honey barbecue.
Yeah, see, fuck that's
off,
what I was going to go.
Nerds.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's too hot. Oh, it makes my hiney hurt.
First of all, it doesn't make my hiney hurt. That's why I can't order it all the time. But second of all, honey barbecue, that's a classic. You know,
no, it is.
For children.
What do you think of it? Buffalo Wild Wings? Like, I don't know, man.
The kids
spicy thing. Garlic for sure. Yeah. I mean, that.
Asian thing I love as a call. It was garlic parmesan on there.
Garlic parmesan was our 40-point answer.
40-point.
Oh, okay. That's a great one. Okay.
Yeah.
Not sure.
And our 10-point answer was mango habanero. Mango habanero.
Wow.
Yeah.
They wrote that limited time one.
Is that limited?
That's fucking garbage right there.
Damn.
That's fucking garbage. The spicy garlic didn't get the rub, but that did.
The rub?
Hey.
With that, Roger got the 20-point answer with lemon pepper. Greg got the 30-point answer with buffalo. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, still in third place, but now with points on the board is Roger the Lock Picorni with 20 points. Getting a little bit ahead of him, though. In second place with 70 points is Greg CEO Senior Miller. And only 10 points ahead of him, striking out this round, is Tim
with good
fucking Geddes.
Last time Tim comes up here, sorry, whose game is it?
Tim with 80 anybody. Points.
No.
It's close, but it's still anybody's game.
Tim had the right answers. Usually walks in here like he just fucking woke up after a 3-day bender. You know what I mean? It's the stupidest shit you've ever heard. And then he's like, I can't believe I lost. Here he had great picks. But you know what happened? A bunch of fuckos out there.
So many
a bunch
fuckos.
Of sick little fucks want to rub honey barbecue sauce in their wee-wees.
What's your beef with honey barbecue? It's a great sauce. One
Keep
of the
it
best.
Your wee-wee.
It might be the number one. Who knows, you know? Round number three. Name something you can add to a charcuterie board. Name something you can add to a charcuterie board.
I'd like to play it under protest. Go back to your stats and go through and see if you're just putting buffalo wings on there as buffalo wings. All the milds, the mediums, the hots, they should all be added in there to make it the number one answer. Barrett, give me some more points.
For this one, I will not accept just meat as an answer. As a clarification, I will not accept just meat as an answer. So name something you can add to a charcuterie board. We're going to start off with Roger.
So you won't accept just meat, but what about just cheese?
I'll accept just cheese.
That's
cheese.
Bullshit. What the fuck, Wes? Why? No. We
Give
need
me
specific
cheese.
Jesus.
Well, I imagine this call is because of the audience write-ins, not because of bullshit.
That is correct.
Nah, he just likes
Wild.
That is correct. Cheese. Is our number one answer. Let's get you 50 points.
Finally.
I want everyone to know putting cheese is equal to just putting meat. Just as long as y'all know that, it's okay for me.
And, this is more on the audience. I can explain it in full after this round, but this is on the audience. Next up, we got Greg Miller.
Salami.
Greg Miller says salami. Salami / pepperoni is our 40-point answer.
No!
I'm pretty sure it was going to be one or the other. I didn't think I was going to get a book.
That sucks.
Salami / pepperoni.
What the hell is this fucking round? God damn.
Next up, Tim Geddes.
Uncivilized swine. Everybody, fuck. Fuck.
Awesome.
Grapes.
Tim Geddes says grapes.
There you go.
Grapes is not on the list.
What?
I'm seething.
We're back to Roger.
What?
Ham.
Now, be specific about this.
Roger says ham. Ham / prosciutto.
No! No! God! No! I had prosciutto! prosciutto. Ham and prosciutto are not the same fucking thing.
Are they not?
No.
No, no, no. What you gave it to me.
What the actual fuck is wrong with everyone?
It's our 30-point answer. When I, because I had to do a lot of research on this one. When I typed in prosciutto, Wikipedia says prosciutto is a type of ham. Hold on. Yeah, prosciutto in English often shortened to prosciutto. I mean, they say prosciutto crudo in English, often shortened to prosciutto, is uncooked, unsmoked, and dry cured ham. So I'm putting it under ham.
Mm-hmm. It's like buffalo, Greg.
Next up, Greg Miller.
Bread!
Yeah.
Greg, Greg Miller says bread. Bread is not on the list.
Ah, boo!
Tim Geddes, you're a
crackers.
Tim Geddes says crackers. Crackers is our 20-point answer.
Thank you.
But bread is like crackers. It's the type of cracker.
Yeah, can you get me the definition of cracker? Because I'm sure it's flat bread. So, and then it should be included with bread.
The 10-point answer. The
knife.
Nobody
usually
got
a fucking knife on the board.
Olives. Olives was our 10-point answer that nobody got. So in the write-ins for that one, like meat. So more people wrote in with like salami, pepperoni, prosciutto, ham. Meat was like the least written in thing. Whereas cheese dominated, like just the write-in of cheese over any sort of type of cheese.
Or something like that.
And so that's how I ended up just putting it as, okay, cheese as an umbrella, but having to divvy up the meats for you.
Divvy up the meat.
Divvy up the meat. With that, Tim got the 20-point answer with crackers. Roger got the 30-point answer with prosciutto slash ham. Greg got the 40-point answer with salami slash pepperoni. And Roger got the 50-point answer with cheese. In parentheses, it says all cheese. Barrett, what's the score?
Oh, how the mighty have fallen, tied for second place with 100 points each. Tim, motherfucking Geddes, and Roger, the Lock Picorni. And just ahead of them, with 110 points in first place, is Greg, CEO Senior Miller, but it's truly anybody's game.
So is that a 10-point lead?
That's a 10-point lead.
Okay.
Anybody's game.
Anybody's game.
Truly anybody's game. In round number four.
Probably not yours, though, Tim.
Speaking of cheese.
Grapes.
What is the best type of cheese?
Oof.
What is the best type of cheese? We're going to start off with Tim Geddes.
God, I have an instinct that I want to say so bad. I'm going to go with cheddar.
Tim says cheddar. Cheddar is our number one answer.
Yes!
That's going to give you 50 points. Next up, Roger.
American.
I don't like how you said that. Roger says American.
I'm an American man.
American is not on.
Wow.
I mean, you're correct, but like, that's crazy.
Greg Miller.
Swiss.
Greg says Swiss. Swiss is not on the list. And we're back to Tim.
Okay, you say fuck Swiss. You fucking struck out with American too, huh?
No, I'm just saying, I hate that.
Plastic. Yeah. I'm proud of our audience.
I thought American was going to be number one for sure.
Damn.
What is the question again?
What is the best type of cheese?
A dead one.
Swinging for the audience picker. I'm going Gouda.
Tim says Gouda. Gouda is our 20-point answer. We're back to Roger.
Nacho.
Yeah, see, I thought I'd get
that's what I wanted to say
too.
So right. Bad.
Yeah.
Roger says nacho. Nacho is not on the list.
Damn.
Not your list.
Damn.
Oh.
Greg Miller.
Wait, I had it and lost it. We did Swiss American cheddar.
Oh.
Gouda.
Shit, fuck, I did lose it. Oh, mozzarella.
Greg says mozzarella.
All these little Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles out there. I mean, they love pizza.
Mozzarella is our 40-point answer.
Wow, that's good. Powerful.
Is cream on that?
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Cream cheese.
Cream was not on here. That the 10-point answer, the 30-point answer with pepper was pepper jack. Pepper jack was the 30-point answer.
Brie
was the 10-point answer.
Wow.
Cultured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With that, I was very impressed by this list. Tim got 20 points with Gouda. Greg got 40 points with mozzarella. Tim got 50 points with cheddar. Barrett, what's the score?
He almost caught back up. But he's been left behind once again. Right now in third place with a solid 100 points is Roger, the Lock Picorni. A bit ahead of him, now in second place with 150 points, is Greg, CEO Senior Miller. And just a bit ahead of him with 170 points in first place is Tim motherfucking Geddes. Can he keep the lead? We'll have to see because it's still anybody's game.
That's one of those ones where if it's an obvious thing, don't say it. Let me have the obvious 50 points. All right. Thank you.
Fuck me, Roger.
Roger, you could still win this.
Oh, just okay.
Yeah,
Roger, you could win it, but you know you won't. So just like,
okay. Right? Well, I'm gonna win this fucking thing.
Just talking. I mean, we've all seen the statistics on you and Tim, and I usually win. So just help me get there. You know
okay,
I mean?
But I like an underdog story.
Well, now you get to be a fucking underdog under my boot as I crawl above you to get the trophy.
Holy shit! Okay.
Round number five, our fifth and final round. Name a fruit that typically makes for a refreshing juice. Name a fruit that typically makes for a refreshing juice.
Refreshing.
Now don't do it.
Roger recording.
Let me have it.
Orange.
Fuck, that's what I was saying not to do.
Oh, I thought it was the second one.
Roger says orange. Orange is our number one answer. That's going to get you 50 points. Next up, Greg Miller.
Pineapple.
Greg says pineapple. Pineapple. is our 30-point answer. Tim Geddes.
Apple, baby.
Tim says apple. Apple is our 40-point answer. That's going to get you, that's going to get you 40 points.
Good.
Our second place answer.
Good.
And we're back to Roger.
So what do we have so far?
The top answer, orange, was taken by you. The second answer, apple, was taken by Tim. And then pineapple was taken by Greg.
Which is the third answer?
The third answer, yeah. So we have our 10-point and 20 points left.
Fruit. Oh, grape juice.
Roger says grape. Grape is not on the list.
Wow.
Lemon.
Nothing like sucking on some lemon juice.
Refreshing, refreshing.
Think Greg, outside the bun, guys. You know where it's going. Lemonade.
Greg says lemon. Lemon is our 20-point answer.
Tim Geddes.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Fuck. That puts me in a very bad spot.
Precarious spot. Could be a worse spot if Rajan fucked me.
Cranberry.
Shit. Oh, fuck.
Not bad.
Great call. Great Tim one there.
Says cranberry. Cranberry is not on the list.
Oh, this isn't good.
The one that nobody got. Actually, before almond. I get there, Barry, do you happen to know if there's a tie currently or is there a clear winner here?
There is a clear winner.
Can I guess?
What you got for 10 point?
It's coconut count. I know it's water, but just people call it juice.
No, there's coconut juice.
Oh, okay. It's coconut.
But it's not on the list.
Oh, fuck.
There is coconut juice, right? I'm not crazy.
Coconut milk, yeah.
Oh, maybe that's one.
Yeah, but yeah.
There is coconut water also. Coconut water is fire. I love coconut water. The 10-point answer, mango.
Mango juice.
Mango juice, wow. Which I never would have guessed, but also mango, excellent.
Mango's
food.
Good, yeah.
Solid. And then 20?
Too much work, though.
With that, Greg got 20 points with lemon. Greg got 30 points with pineapple. Tim got 40 points with apple. Roger got 50 points with orange. Some fun facts before we do our final score here. We did have some tiebreaker ones for quite a few questions. In this one, for name a fruit that typically makes for refreshing juice. Sixth place with 84 points would have been watermelon. Following that would have been cranberry. Following that would have been grape. Following that would have been grapefruit.
Watermelon juice above grapes.
Yeah. No guava.
Going back, one question where I asked, what is the best type of cheese? Sixth place answer for that one would have been Swiss. Seventh place answer for that one would have been provolone. And then our eighth place answer would have been American cheese with 57 votes.
USA, USA.
When I actually named something that you can add to a charcuterie board, our sixth place answer for that one would have been grape with 63 points. And then one more for you. When I asked you to name a cocktail you can make with tequila, our sixth place answer, with only 16 votes, mind you, was Bloody Mary.
Okay.
Those are all the fun facts. But now, Barrett, you can reveal the final score.
In third place, he took a swing, but it wasn't enough.
It wasn't enough.
With 150 points is Roger, the Lock Picorni, in second place, just a bit ahead of him, with only 200 points, almost, but not quite enough to get to first place. It was Greg, CEO Senior.
Yeah.
And just 10 points ahead of him to secure the win is Tim motherfucking Geddes.
Two-time, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Don't say orange.
That is two out of five of these weren't food. They were drink-related.
You got to drink water.
Kind of drinky. That's a different show.
You eat food. You do them together. Otherwise, you're going to get constipated. It's not going to be a good time.
You don't want to get constipated.
Nah, you don't want to get constipated.
Fucking Jesus.
You're tiny.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly. That's been another edition of Kinda Foodie. Kinda Foodie edition. Thank you for your write-ins saying good things about honey barbecue and barbecue wings. You guys were right about that.
Plus, well, I loved your prompt about the refreshing juice.
Thank you. I felt pretty good about that one. We got one more episode left for you here with this season of Kinda Foodie. Next week, we'll be back with video games, and I got a whole new batch of prompts for you. Of course, you can go to Patreon to answer them. You can go to my Twitter to answer them as well if you want to find them there.
Your X.
Sorry, X. You can go to x.com to find my account and then click that form and answer all those prompts. But, of course, I've been Blessing. That's been Greg. That's been Roger. And that's been your reigning champion, Tim Ma-fucking Geddes. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.